Thank you very much. Kurt, do you have any other comments, Meg?
No. Again, we just appreciate Carl's expertise, and we'll go ahead and turn it back over to you, Ricky, for a vote.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kelly, how do you vote?
Did we do a motion?
Yes, we did a motion prior.
That's okay. I said, wait a minute, I don't remember this. yes, I vote aye.
Great, Dale.
Aye, thank you.
And I also vote aye. The motion passes. And Kurt, do we have the agenda, please?
Yeah, let me reshare my screen. I'm really sorry here. Hold on. I had it up on my computer, but I forgot to. It doesn't help you at all. Stand by. I'm going places I don't need to go. Okay, there we are. Ricky, can you see it now?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Okay. 11.5, approval of the YES Tutoring Service Contract. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
And Gail, please second.
Sorry, yes, second.
Thank you. All right, discussion on this, Kurt?
Yeah, this is a great item. It's Christine and the CalPAC team. They really want to enhance the interventions and support for mathematics. And YES is a service we've used before. What's really nice about it, if you go back in the day when we were in school, is that it was much different than today, and really it puts our students in a situation where they have 24 access to resources and tutorials and things like that in the area of mathematics. So we feel real good about this. It will be 30 licenses for 10 months. As you look at the fiscal impact for Los Angeles, $2,695.20. For San Diego, $2,427. And then Sonoma, $877.80.
All right. Kelly, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Dale, how about you?
No questions.
All right. And we'll call the vote. Kelly?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Okay. Personnel services. Approval of shared executive services. So, this will rescind the joint employment agreement for Kurt Madden and then approve the employee lease agreement for the shared executive services and approve the resolution approving the compensation for the chief executive officer. So, I need a motion from the floor.
So moved, Dale.
And a second?
I'm second.
All right. Discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Ricky. And board members, as we look at this item here, when you think of executive services, you have to think about my position, think about Lori Kapp, my executive assistant. So as Ricky pointed out, the first thing that we'll want to do in the recommendation is rescind my joint employment agreement as the CEO that was issued July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2022. The second item is when we talk about approving a lease agreement for shared services, really think in the context of an MOU for all five nonprofits. And then the third item there is that resolution approving the compensation for my position, which is going to be the same. When you are looking at this item, we've got the breakdown that when you think of my total compensation, that means my base salary plus all the benefits, the amount would be $293,966.02. And then what we've done is through a method that we've developed internally to break it out, is we looked at the cost as a percentage of total ADA, then we looked at the cost for school. So you can see in front of you that when we look at CalPAC LA, the breakdown for these services would be $30,714.94. For San Diego, it's $27,878.51. And then for Sonoma, it's $19,760.99.
All right. Are there any questions? Kelly, do you have any questions?
You know, Kurt, you could make a really bad dad joke with the 2 cents being the last part of your compensation package there. My only question is when we will be able to see the MOU. That's the only question.
Yeah, it should be, Kelly. It should be in your backup when you look at your documents, that resolution, and then the employee lease agreement. So if you look in your backup, it should be right there.
Okay.
Great. Gail, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I might have you share with me where the backup is, I guess, sometime.
I can help you.
Yeah, not necessary right now.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All right, we'll call for the vote. Kelly?
I vote aye.
Gail?
Aye.
And Ricky, aye. Okay. Policy development. Approval of new board policies. So this will cover community relations, business, non-instructional, personnel services, student services, instruction. I need a motion.
Dale, so moved.
And a second. Great. Any discussion, Kurt?
Yeah, we've got Erica, we've got Christine, we've got Gretchen Chamberlain on, so I'm sure you three have already decided who wants to present one, so should I start with Gretchen or Christine, maybe you?
Yep, I will take the lead on the first three, and then Erica will finish up the rest. And I also just want to say, Erica, I really like your background. I love that. The Everest theme for this year, that's really cool. I haven't seen that, so. So beginning with policy 1030, which is the COVID-19 safe reopening and operations policy, this is to provide direction to staff, students, and the community in matters of compliance to federal, state, and local health and safety restrictions or safety restriction responses to COVID-19. So it's a brief outline. Basically saying that we will open our schools safely and that we will expect students and staff to abide by the safety precautions that we put out. The next policy is 3010, which is the fiscal control. I know Corey worked very hard on this, and this provides direction to staff in matters related to purchasing, accounts payable, accounts receivable, expenses, finances, and asset management. It's a very detailed policy outlines, you know, maximum amounts that can be spent without prior approval and a whole plethora of other things. And then finally is policy 4165, which is the employee driving policy. This identifies the minimum requirements that anyone who would be driving for work-related reasons must have, which would be a driver's license and auto insurance. And then there's also, it goes on for anybody who would be doing more than, let's say, infrequent driving, they would be required to enroll in the DMV Employer Full Notice Program, which essentially monitors kind of what's happening with the driver, and you know, if anything happens, we will be alerted. And then last, it identifies circumstances for revocation of any driving privileges. Those are those three. Any questions on those three?
Kelly, do you have any questions?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Dale, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Erica, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gretchen. So the 5000 series, the policy 5060, is a policy that just formalizes our process and steps when there's either a parent request or a teacher recommendation that a student promote or skip a grade. and that it does involve the MTSS process and the student 17 meeting. 5095 kind of partners with that. On the other side, if there is a request from a parent or a recommendation from a teacher to retain a student or have a student repeat a grade, that outlines the steps and the timelines of getting that. 5115 is a new policy in response to legislation to protect the educational rights of students who may be pregnant or parenting. So this provides them the option, similarly to how staff have the opportunity to take a family leave legally. This would allow students to take a leave of absence, and it would exempt them basically from the school's attendance policy where their absences would accrue and lead to any kind of sad notification or something. So they would be exempt from that. In the 6000, our 6060 is a special education assessment request policy. This outlines the steps and the processes that would be taken if there were a parent request or a teacher recommendation for a student to receive a special education assessment. 6065 is special education process for missed services policy. This helps to strengthen the accountability that students attend their related services appointments. For example, SAI, speech, occupational therapy, etc. So that outlines the steps that will be taken, and it ties it to our attendance policy, showing that that is an expectation that they attend. And 6070 is the Special Education Independent Educational Evaluation Policy. This policy is in place for any time that when we do an initial or a triennial educational assessment where the parent is not in agreement or the team is not able to come to an agreement on the recommendation of the team. The parent has the opportunity to go and get an independent educational evaluation that also outlines that the cost is not to exceed what CalPAC would spend on those equivalent assessments. Any questions on those policies?
Thank you, Erica. Kelly, do you have any questions?
No questions, just a huge thank you. I know that this is the very unglamorous, yet completely necessary work, so thank you. It's much appreciated.
Thank you.
Gail, any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Thank you, Erica. I know how exacting the wording always has to be, too, because when you're dealing with personnel policies, it's an exacting science. So thank you very much for all your work. Kurt, do you have any other questions or comments?
No. Well done. Super, super job. So thank you again, everyone who contributed to this endeavor on policy. It's very important.
Great. All right. So I'll call for the vote. And Kellen?
I thought aye.
Gail?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. Thank you so much, everyone. Really appreciate that. Okay, so the calendar. Kurt, we have the September 10th date as our next meeting, but I thought we were going to be moving that to the 17th.
Yeah, for Ricky, for Gail and for Kelly, Ricky and I, as we were going through the agenda, we know that she has a big conflict on that day. So if you could check your calendars for the 17th, Kelly and Dale will start at 5 o'clock. Does that work for you?
Did you check with Moana on that? Because we have some time-sensitive items that need to be approved. Mm-hmm. And I think the 17th might be too late.
Okay.
Yes, Kurt. We had a meeting, a special board meeting scheduled for the 14th. I sent out the email.
Okay.
And asked for the 14th or the 22nd.
and okay. We needed to have that done by the 14th. So you are correct, Christine.
Okay, Christine, I appreciate that follow-up. Ricky, can we go back to the week before? If we can get up.
Okay, so Thursday the 3rd.
Gail, does that work for you?
So let me clarify. Are we talking about having one meeting in September and moving the 10th to the 14th, or we're looking at a different day?
What we need to do is on the 10th, the date we have for this scheduled board meeting, it's a conflict for Ricky. So what we'd like to do is possibly move it up to the week before, and during that meeting, we have to have a public hearing at the same time later in the month. It would be a very short meeting, so we need to go ahead and approve a document, so that would be a very short meeting. It would be a special board meeting. So we'll have two in September, Dale.
Okay, and so the two in September, you're proposing for the 3rd and the 14th?
Hold on. Lori, did you want to say something?
Yes, I would like to check with Moana on that date for the 3rd, because the item that she is presenting, there is some time-sensitive dates that she needs to work with the executive directors in the schools for her information. So I would prefer that we double back with her before we commit.
Yeah, I can say that we have all of our parent advisory committees are meeting on Wednesday the 2nd to get input on our learning continuity plan. So I think the 3rd will not work.
No, because I would need the items at least a week ahead of time for posting purposes, and that won't be enough time.
So, Ricky, why don't we do this? Let's do some background work. We'll check with Moana. We'll double-check with Christine, and then I'll come back to all of you with a proposed date.
Sounds great.
Cool. So
are they available on the 11th, the day after, that Friday?
No, I am not. We scheduled for our winery. We're in a cooperative tasting room, and this was months and months ago before I was even approached about being on the board. We solidified the dates, and that entire week I have to be at the tasting room. So it closes at 7 p.m. at night, and so I wouldn't be getting home much before 8 p.m., so I think it may be a little bit late for everyone. Sounds glamorous, but trust me, washing glassware and pouring wine isn't always that glamorous.
So, Gail, does that help out a little bit? We'll circle back around.
Yeah, that helps. Fine, thank you. And I'll be happy to help taste the wine, Ricky, if you need help with that. Does this mean we're taking the 22nd off the calendar, or should I still hold that?
Well, I think based on what we have, we should take that off of Dale's calendar for the 22nd.
Okay, so you'll get back to us then with the date. And Kurt, if it doesn't work out, can someone else step in for?
If needed be, Ricky, as long as we have Kelly and Dale there, I've seen Kelly do a fantastic job in meetings before.
Okay, great.
And the 3rd does not work for me, though, just putting that one out there.
Would the 10th work for you, Kelly?
Let me double check. But if any of you want to join me on an R&R webinar on the 3rd, you're more than welcome to. The 10th should work.
Gail, how about you on the 10th?
Yeah, I had that marked already from, I think that's our original date and time, 4 p.m. on the 10th of September.
And Gail, it would probably be 5 p.m. because I know that Kelly has a conflict. But again, that would be a very, very short meeting.
Okay. So we're going to put that on the calendar. Thanks.
Yeah. So, Ricky, the team took care of you. You can.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
We'll go to board.
We'll move on to item 15, board comments. Kelly, do you have any comments?
I just want to express my appreciation for everybody's hard work and dedication. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
And Dale, do you have any comments?
You know, just that I've been weighing in with some large urban groups and other educators in the state, and one of the things that I pitched to all of them in this, you know, crazy time, things constantly change, you know, day by day sometimes, and so you have to follow what John Boyd taught us, you know, in the Air Force war fighting was observe, orient, decide, act. You just got to constantly have conversations with everybody involved. And one of the things I challenge school leaders to do is really engage students in terms of the quality of their experience and what can we learn from them about improving our service to them, challenging them, giving them opportunities. I'm involved right now with some folks on creating an internship for students, an experience virtually given COVID, and we're doing it. And so I think we can take advantage of this crisis to do some great things, and I just suggest we continue to do all we can to hear students' voice, parents' voices, stakeholder voices during this time. It's essential. So I just wanted to put my two cents in.
Thank you. And I just want to tell everyone on the team, thank you so much. You're doing a fabulous job, and I know there's a lot of heavy lifting to try and get this all organized before the school year starts. There are a lot of moving pieces, and we really appreciate your efforts. I think the kids are going to have a great year. I really do. You know, one of the things that happened here in Sonoma County was a number of the school districts didn't know until the day before school started whether or not they were going to be virtual or they were going to be opening. And it just ran. Parents went screaming out of the room because they had no idea what was happening. So I really appreciate all the planning and all the work that you've done up front. It really means a lot. All right, and then we'll move on to Kurt. Comments from you, please.
Yeah, I want to echo everything that the board has shared. And Ricky, a shout out to you. I know that you were in our kickoff meeting last week and you were very complimentary. And as Ricky and I dialogued and debriefed, I think what she shared with me is that what she really appreciated and what she saw was a very organized virtual retreat and then, again, a lot of positivity. And I think that was really, really good. You can imagine last year we were in Huntington Beach in person. It was a two-day event that went way into the evening, a lot of downtime in the evening, but in the daytime it was very, very productive and we all came together. And this year it was virtual. And a big shout out to our superstar, Dana Pedersen up in Guerneville. She joined us on the retreat too and really referred to us as her superpower, that we've developed that relationship, that we're there for her, and that those compliments went really, really far. But I think the retreat was well-rounded, that we had some things on team building. We had a one activity on finance. We had special education. And we also had a great conversation with a person that spoke on equity, a person named Lewis Hook. The short version about Lewis Hook is that he grew up in the project. He ended up at Harvard. And now he's in Compton, and he is really leading a group called the Compton Cowboys. And it's really about reaching out to the community. His mission is to make sure that we have equity, we have access for all students. But he really shared with us that when you think of a student, even, you know, this inner city or a student of color, is that post-traumatic stress, and that's a reality for them, is to be a role model, be positive, engage students, have rules. But again, open their eyes and open their hearts to the importance of education. So it was well-rounded. We want to continue to bring someone like Lewis back into the mix into our leadership team meetings. And I know, Dale, that you've done great work. We might even reach out to you to be a guest speaker because we know that's going to help out you and Christine as she's looking at her vision for this year. She wants to engage with ACSA to see what she can do to fine-tune her skills in this area because it's not going to go away. And even though we've got chaos in our country, I'm very, very pleased and confident with the work we're doing to better serve our students. Unfortunately, in Sacramento, with our non-classroom-based charter schools, we know that financially we might not get those increases this year. But you know what? We're on a mission. We're going to Everest. And you know what, Christine? Whatever it takes, we're going to get you to the mountaintop.
Thank you, Kurt. Yep. All right. So, adjournment. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Dale, a second?
Okay. Dale, second.
All right, I'll call for the vote. Kelly?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate the time.
Good to see you all.
Yep.
Be safe.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Be well. Thank you. Good to see everyone.